So the facility that we just built is truly a crown jewel of veterinary medicine. We have the state-of-the-art facilities and more of those types of things than any other veterinary school in North America and just about in the world. And so there's a tremendous amount of resources that are here for people in Tennessee and in this region of the United States.
It's easy to forget about all of the large animals, farm animals, horses, that also need veterinary care. Why is it important to have a large animal facility like the one that's being built at UT's vet school?
Historically, the veterinary profession comes from large animal, and so veterinarians originally were needed to help the transportation industry because we were heavily dependent on horses for transportation. And then that evolved very rapidly into food and making sure that we have a safe and wholesome food supply. And then as the middle class expanded in the United States and people had more disposable income, the companion animal industry, dogs and cats, exploded. And so certainly right now, veterinary medicine is very strong in companion animal care. But the base of maintaining a safe and wholesome food supply is still there. And one of the things that we bring with this facility is helping family farms stay in business and helping sustainability of agriculture in the state of Tennessee. You know, it's a very strong agricultural state, and we're here to support the veterinarians throughout the state that are supporting those clients.
The facility, you said it's sort of the crown jewel because there are parts of it that are not common to other facilities around North America.
When the college was founded, we had about a 35,000 square foot hospital, which was almost entirely focused on diagnosis and treatment of disease. Now, we've just finished construction on an 85,000 square foot hospital, and that allows us to expand into more rehabilitation and performance medicine. And so what we're doing now in veterinary profession is, as people are in human medicine, trying to prevent disease and maintain health and speed recovery back to full function. And that's really important for large animals, especially horses, but also production animals as well. And so our crown jewel accomplishment, besides expanding what we can do in the hospital for diagnosis and treatment of disease, is this new performance and rehabilitation center. And it's unlike anything else at any college of veterinary medicine in North America.
Besides just the food factor, are there conditions or diseases that can be shared among farm animals and humans, or do we mainly deal with food-based illnesses?
There's three components to that, really, and one of the things that there's a big push for right now is what's called the One Health Complex, and so that's veterinary medicine and human medicine coming together to look at common concerns. And so we have diseases that are very specific and very unique to animals that have no risk to humans. We have diseases that humans and animals share, and then we have bacteria that are not very selective for who they infect. And so a lot of our mission with maintaining safe and wholesome food supply is ensuring that as the animals grow, they grow in a very humane, good welfare environment. We're trying to ensure that those animals do not contribute to bacteria or other things that might contaminate food sources. We're trying to educate food processors and restaurants and whatnot about the proper way to treat food so that it doesn't pose a risk to the consumers. But on the larger scale side, our public health mission is to try to look at diseases that people do share in concert with animals and try to minimize any risk that those things would cross those borders.
We've watched an ethical evolution among humans, especially with companion animals. And we see a lot more of this feeling of companion animals being members of the family.
Absolutely.
Has that evolution translated to large animals as well?
Yeah, we do have a large population of animals that we would consider companion animals. And so, you know, many horses people consider to be part of their families. But, you know, we have clients that have pet cows too. Goats and llamas and alpacas, you know, our clients are very passionate and very dedicated to their animals. They do a tremendous job of trying to take care of them and offer them the best life that they possibly can, whether it's a farmer that's raising calves for beef or taking care of dairy cows for milk, or it's just somebody that has a pet in the backyard that they enjoy, you know, having out in a pasture. You know, we absolutely have that side of things. And And we have those clients that get very emotional about problems that their animals suffer, especially when it's so catastrophic that we can't fix it.